Former priest convicted child molester stripped of U.S. citizenship, ordered deported. By Randy Clark on March 7, 2025. Jorge Antonio Velez Lopez, a 69-year-old native of Colombia and former archdiocese priest, received a one-year federal prison sentence for passport fraud. Velez Lopez, a convicted child molester, was naturalized by the court, losing his United States citizenship, and ordered removed from the U.S. to Colombia. Velez Lopez entered the United States more than 20 years ago as a temporary religious worker. He applied for permanent resident alien status through U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, in 2007 and was granted permanent residency in November 2007. As part of the process, Velez Lopez stated under penalty of perjury that he had never knowingly committed any crime of moral turpitude. Velez Lopez subsequently applied to become a United States citizen in 2013 to USCIS and stated under penalty of perjury that he had never committed a crime for which he had not been arrested, that he had never given false or misleading information to any U.S. government official while applying for an immigration benefit, and that he had never lied to any U.S. government official to gain entry or admission to the U.S. Court documents state that Velez Lopez was interviewed by a Citizenship and Immigration Services officer in May 2013 as part of the naturalization process to become a United States citizen. He provided the same responses to the same questions while under oath and under penalty of perjury. Velez Lopez submitted a passport application that same year. As part of that process, he declared under penalty of perjury that he had not included any false documents supporting the application. Velez Lopez was arrested in 2020 by law enforcement authorities in Howard County, Maryland, and charged with 5 counts of third-degree sex offenses and 1 count of a fourth-degree sex offense. He pleaded guilty on May 14, 2021, to sexual abuse of a minor for whom he had temporary responsibility for supervising and was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Velez Lopez was also ordered to register as a sex offender for life. Velez Lopez confessed to having sexually abused the victim from June 2003 through June 2009 while serving as the child's priest. Velez Lopez's admission during his criminal case led to his subsequent federal charge of passport fraud, civil denaturalization, and final removal order. Velez Lopez's case was investigated by ICE as part of an ongoing national initiative designed to identify and prosecute child molesters and other egregious felons who fraudulently obtained U.S. citizenship. The operation has successfully produced criminal and civil cases against defendants convicted of murder, serial rape, child molestation, incest, sodomy, child pornography, kidnapping, sex trafficking, narcotics trafficking, money laundering, tax fraud, pill mill prescription fraud, embezzlement, aggravated identity theft, and elder abuse. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Louisiana prosecuted the case with assistance from the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Immigration Litigation and ICE's Office of the Principal Legal Advisor. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.